Jolting agony and sudden terror ripped Helena back into consciousness. She lurched upwards, eyes wide, just in time to see a syringe pulled away. There was a snap of chains and she fell back, heart racing, every beat a throb of pain as though it had been stabbed through.
There now.
There was the clatter of the syringe being dropped onto a metal tray somewhere to her right.
That should get you lucid and talking.
It was the woman from earlier. Helena was no longer on the table or in a lorry. There was a hard mattress under her, and the strong, sterile scent of antiseptic everywhere. A dim grey ceiling loomed overhead. Through the pain, energy was suddenly roaring through her veins, growing into a searing heat that burned in her hands as they flexed. She could feel her consciousness sharpening and everything growing brighter, clearer. She twisted and metal bit into her wrist.
None of that. You'll break your bones before you break out of those shackles. Answer my questions and I might let you get up before that drug wears off. I understand it can be quite painful otherwise.
Unable to move, Helena felt her mind begin to race instead. An injection, some kind of harsh stimulant. Trapped inside her, the energy poured into her brain, and her scattered, panicked thoughts were narrowing into crystalline focus.
Helena Marano. You,
there was a sound of shuffled pages,
should be dead according to your 1273 file. You were marked for culling due to unspecified extensive injuries, but the 19819 designation means you were selected for stasis.
More pages were shuffled.
However, there's no record that you ever arrived there or underwent processing.
The woman sucked her teeth.
You have not existed anywhere in our file system since Augustus of last year.
14 months.
And now we find you in the very stasis warehouse you never arrived at. How is that?
Helena blinked slowly, trying to process the information. 14 months?
Obviously, no one can survive in stasis that long. Even at 6 months with perfect conditions, it's nearly impossible. And you weren't even stored properly. So, where did you come from? And who put you there?
Helena turned her head away, refusing to answer. The woman hummed, stepping closer.
You're not in any trouble. Tell me the truth, and this will all be over. Where were you before you were placed in stasis?
The question was enunciated slowly. Helena said nothing, although her jaw was burning to move. Her body started to tremble as her heartbeat drove the drug deeper into her veins. There wasn't anyone left to protect, but she refused to cooperate with her captors, to make anything easy for them, even their filing system. Besides, she hadn't been anywhere else.
Where were you before stasis?
The woman was speaking loudly. Helena's throat tightened, trying not to even think about the answer, because it tore her apart to remember. Before the warehouse, she'd been captured along with everyone else, crammed into cages outside the alchemy tower, where all the prisoners had been brought so they could witness the celebrations of the war's end. She could still smell the smoke and blood in the summer heat, hear the raucous cheers as resistance leaders died, their screams fading. Watching them die and knowing it was still not over, even then. Some necromancer in the crowd would hurry forward, eager to show off, and in a matter of seconds that dead body would get up again. Someone Helena had trusted or served under, brought back with reanimation. A necrothal, an empty automaton corpse. They'd be slit open, their skin and ribbons, organs excised, eyes blank, face slack, and they would be used to kill the next traitor in an even more brutal way. The executions had not stopped until the air was red with a mist of blood. General Titus Bayard's dead body was used to kill his wife, slowly, making him eat the strips of her as he cut them off. Each death had carved out a piece of Helena until there was a cavern of grief inside her chest. When there wasn't anyone left worth publicly killing,
they'd put her in that stasis tank. The other prisoners had been unconscious as they were paralyzed, needles inserted in their veins, tubes shoved down their noses, breathing masks adhered to their faces. Not Helena.